Midweek Madness means that it is the turn of Sarah Booker from the Worthing Herald. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And to give you your full title, you are the digital editor, aren't you there?
That's me.
Jolly good. What's on the front page this week?
Well, the main thing we're doing this week is Worthing Birdman. It's the big event. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And we're featuring all the flyers in our special supplement that we've got coming out. And we've got a fabulous picture of one chap called James David, who's from Goring, and he's built his own craft, and he's flying in aid of Miles More Minutes for the RAF.
Excellent.
It's fabulous. It's so much fun. And I'll be on the pier Saturday and Sunday doing all the live and interactive stuff on our website.
I shall come and see you. And even though you stole the event from Bognor Regis.
Well, there lies the rub, isn't it? No comment.
Typical newspaper editor.
Controversial.
Let's talk about Oliver Edwards' favourite toy. It's blown away with the wind.
It's Olivia, actually. Olivia's 10. She really loves her Pokemon cards, and she was taking part in a big tournament thing in Reading. And unfortunately, her dad left her 200 cards on the roof of his car.
No.
And, The cards are gone. She's only got 10, and she's rather hoping that some people may have found them on the way. So they were actually departing from Ashdown Road in Worthing. Anyone found any stray Pokemon cards? A young Pokemon champion wants them back.
Oh, bless.
Poor Olivia.
Yes.
Very traumatic.
Gerald Tiller could have got into trouble if his wartime diaries were found. Tell us more about this.
Well, they weren't supposed to write things down.
Right.
The forces. Gerald was only a teenager when he was storming the beaches at D-Day, and he's got some very horrible traumatic tales from that. But he was so influenced by what went on, he decided he had to write everything down. And so he's got this massive diaries all about his experience from landing on the beaches right the way through to occupying Germany, where he met his German wife. But yes, they could have got into trouble if the Germans caught them, because they would have had all the details. So we've got a whole load of information about what he's written about, and he's looking to see if anyone would be interested in publishing.
Oh, I say. Little advert there.
It's brilliant stuff, actually. Brilliant.
Well, I look forward to the Worthing Herald dropping onto my doormat tomorrow morning. Sarah Booker is the digital editor. It's out on the newsstands tomorrow, and what price is it, Sarah? Come on now.
45p.
It's the right answer. Thank you very much, Sarah. Have a good week.
And you, bye.
And enjoy the Birdman. Enjoy the Birdman. Thank you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
You are the queen of concision.